USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
And so the fireworks begin on Capitol Hill as a joint session of Congress is underway to formally ratify the results of the presidential election. Vice President Mike Pence presiding in his role as President of the Senate. The first electoral vote objection was in the state of Arizona by Republicans.
Are there any objections to counting the certificate of vote of the state of Arizona that the teller has verified appears to be regular in form and authentic?
President, I, Paul Gosar from Arizona.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Arizona rise?
I rise up for myself and 60 of my colleagues to object to the counting of the electoral ballots from Arizona.
The House and Senate are now debating the electoral vote objection. President Trump, speaking at a Stop the Steal event in Washington, D.C., says he won't concede the election because he believes it was stolen. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
More pandemic frog cases are expected this year as more people get vaccinated against coronavirus. At least 100 cases have already been prosecuted amid thousands of complaints. The FBI says the biggest focus is on websites advertising fake vaccines. One of the lawmakers challenging the certification of President-elect Joe Biden's victory today is Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley. While the group Shutdown D.C. appeared outside his Northern Virginia home Monday night to show their displeasure with Hawley's choice. Hawley was not home, but his pregnant wife and child were. Hawley saying on Twitter they screamed threats at his family and vandalized his home.
These Antifa thugs or Antifa-affiliated groups show up under cover of darkness. You know, they don't have the guts to come during the day. The whole point was to terrorize and to intimidate. Yeah. And they just ran into somebody who wouldn't be intimidated, and my wife and me, and we're just not going to take it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day regarding coronavirus vaccine rollout issues, USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more from the Ohio Bureau.
Efforts to distribute and administer coronavirus vaccines have lagged behind initial goals set by the Trump administration. Officials with Operation Warp Speed had wanted to have 20 million Americans receive their first shot by the end of 2020. But according to the CDC, just under 5 million have received their first dose. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says there's still time to improve the system, but we need to move quickly. He tells CNBC that allowing people to get vaccinated at pharmacies would rapidly increase vaccination numbers.
I think there's still time to improve upon the system. We need to work through the categories of people that we've prioritized for vaccination more quickly, get through these groups more quickly that we've prioritized. And we should have prioritized certain groups. I think we've done the right thing there. But also expand the number of sites that are offering vaccination. I think we need to push more of these vaccines through a retail channel and allow people to go into a pharmacy and get vaccinated, particularly elderly Americans. Most of the demand, a lot of the demand, is among senior citizens. We ought to make these vaccines available to senior citizens and allow some of the supply to reach the demand for the vaccine.
The effort to recall Governor Gavin Newsom is gaining momentum. More than 1 million people have now signed a petition in quest to oust the Democratic governor from office. However, organizers need another 800,000 signatures by March to get a recall election on the ballot. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.